Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Good day, everyone, and welcome back to episode number 37 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is a continuation of the one before it, The Fellowship of God in His Word. From our previous episode, we've covered two steps, plan and pray, and in this episode, we're going to continue with the last two steps that begin with P as well, pursue and persevere. Once again, I want to point out that the living Word of God brings us into a living relationship with our living Father. Okay, let's get right into these steps because I'm hoping that I'm going to have enough time to cover it. I'm reading again portions from my book, Dropped But Not Broken, that you can go on our website given at the end of this broadcast and you can order it and get more details. All right, here we go. To pursue, you can read Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23 to get more insight, but I'm just going to go right into the steps. Step number one, once you have designated a place and all your materials, and you've started your time alone with Him in prayer, the next thing you want to do is read His Word. He reveals Himself to you through His Word. The more you learn about Jesus, the more you will learn about the Father. The Father is revealed in the Son, as John 1, chapter 1, verse 14 states. It is through His Word that you will commune further with God. He will show you everything you need to know: His will, His promises, His forgiveness, His provision, His desire for your life, His view on love, sins to forsake, stumbling blocks to avoid, and etc. There is nothing in this life you need that is not addressed in God's Word. If it is not spelled out in black and white, there will be principles to guide you into His truth. Then number two, the whole objective of having a quiet time with Jesus is to get to know Him. It is not to boast about what you know about the Scriptures or what you read from cover to cover each year. The whole objective of your Christian walk is not to do ministry, but to get to know Him. This is the goal, not just on Sunday, but every moment of your life. This does not mean you are carrying the Bible around with you, but you are conscious of Jesus' presence with you at all times. So you are anticipating Him every moment to lead, guide, instruct, encourage, and give insight to you. Of course, He does this through His Word. He will do it in many ways through His indwelling Spirit within you, through people, nature, circumstances, and more. You must be alert and sensitive to how He speaks to you throughout the day. This is the tantalizing experience of the Christian each day, to walk with Jesus along the way, just like Adam and Eve. It is your private delight and pleasure. You pursue Him in all things. 1 John chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God has come and given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, and in His Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Then number three, as you read His Word, learn to pray back to Him what is stated in His Word, His promises, and words regarding you, precious insights on how to conduct yourself, etc. Then number 4, always try to learn at least one thing about God each time you sit quietly with Him. Ask 3 questions used in inductive Bible study each time you read God's Word. The first question should be, what does it say? You want to know what God's Word is saying. Then number 2, what does it mean? You want to find out the facts, more about the geography, the original setting, word meanings, and other details. And then the third question, what does it mean to me? What are the sins that you need to forsake, the promises to claim, the commands, the obeys? All of these are the things that you need to know after you've read the Word of God. How does it apply to you? How do you live it out? Number 5, by faith, put into practice what you've learned, even if it is just to trust Him more. And then number 6, His Word will become a mirror revealing the truth about who you are, your desires, motives, and expectations. Jot down everything He is teaching you so that you will not just be a hearer of the Word, but a doer. And then number 7, thank Him for who He is and what you've learned at the end of your time together. Number 8, reading His Word is a must. Learning to meditate on His Word, reflecting over and over again to get deeper understanding for you personally, and to memorize it where you commit it to your heart, are important too. In addition, participate in a Bible study that digs even deeper than your quiet time allows. And then number 9, your entire life is a reflection of reading His Word. Christians are to live by faith. Again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. And faith again comes by hearing that word. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Faith is a confident trust in God, and you will not have a confident trust in God without knowing Him through His Word. Then let's go to the next step. We've talked about plan, pray, pursue, and then the last step in making sure that you develop this time of fellowship with God and His Word is persevere. When you get a chance, read James chapter 1, verse 22 to 25. But let me get again right into the steps. Number 1, as you sit before the Lord, He is transforming you into His likeness. You are becoming holy as He is holy. Holiness has to do with being set apart. As you become more like Christ, you are set apart from the world, its mindsets, desires, and passions. For this very reason, Satan will set out to destroy you. He will oppose every step you make to draw closer to God, which is why you must persevere and be determined to stay close to God. Number 2. Give Jesus your total focus and attention. There's nothing more important at this time. When your mind wanders, ask the Lord to return it to Him and help you concentrate on Him only. Do not be preoccupied with other things at the same time. Number 3, you will have a peace and faith during your trials that does not make sense. You will experience His keeping you in sickness, disappointments, and all of life's struggles. His peace passes all understanding. And that happens as you persevere in studying and setting this time aside to fellowship with God. Number 4, you can relinquish control. You do not need to manipulate, compete, or make demands. You know God is in control, and you leave the consequences of your faith and obedience to Him. Number 5, as we continue under this heading of persevere, you will learn to keep your eyes on Him so He may guide, direct, protect, and provide. Number 6, you will experience the freedom Jesus purchased for you at the cross. You will no longer need masks, facades, or appearances before others. You can be authentic and not hypocritical, showing one lifestyle in the open while hiding another lifestyle behind the scenes. You understand that your personal worth is not determined by your works, but by what Jesus did for you on the cross. Number 7, you will recognize your way of escape when temptation afflicts you. And you can read 1 Corinthians 10:13. Then number 8, you will be used of God to accomplish His will on earth in the power of His strength through the Holy Spirit. Isn't it wonderful that you do not have to depend upon your own resources or strength when persevering? So do not be afraid, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. That's from Isaiah 41:10. So do not let your devotional time become monotonous or just a duty. There's other things that I give in my book that people may do to make their devotional time pleasant and a delight. We find out that it's important for you to do what is going to work for you, to be consistent and to be diligent in spending time with God. Consistency is the key. A time will come where you'll not want to miss it, and you'll begin to spend even more time with Him than when you first started. So start out small, reading a little, and then move on to greater portions of Scripture and prayer each day. The time with our precious Savior will be fulfilling and will be something that you'll be dependent upon because you're dependent upon Him each day. So pray before and after for the Holy Spirit to give you insight, for without Him, you're not going to be able to grasp what God is saying to you personally. Jesus is fully devoted to you in every aspect of your life. So now please keep that same mindset about Him. You will not regret it if you plan, pray, pursue, and persevere in your devotion with Him. Now remember, if you have not heard the previous message in regards to how to plan and pray, I would advise you to go back and listen to that, for these are the last two steps, to pursue and persevere. I pray that you will develop this fellowship with God, and it will become such a delight again that you won't want to miss your time with Him. We don't want to be legalistic about it, and that, oh, if I don't do it, I feel condemned, and oh, it has to be done this way, or I have to follow what other people do. No. This is genuine and unique between you and your Heavenly Father, Jesus, who loves you, your Savior. And so make it unique. Make it personal between you and Him. I trust that this month that we have gotten into focusing on the Word of God has been really beneficial to you, as it has been wonderful for me to share. And so I hope that you'll be with us next month as we get into another topic. And in the meantime, smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.